First case, please.
Case number 9893, Joanna Pappas, north of Route 313A and north of Route 24, a special use exception for a veterinarian hospital and a variance from the setback requirements. Come on up here. Speaking. Okay. Place your hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Okay, and your name and address, please.
Joanna Pappas, 32396 Morris Leonard Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland.
Okay. Yours?
Demetrius Pappas, same address.
Okay. Right there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request?
Yes.
This evening?
I'd like to build a small clinic in Millsboro, the address that I have here. I don't know it off the top of my head. It's on 26976 John J. Williams Highway. That's what the number is.
Okay.
And there's a small house. There's also a garage in that area as well. And initially, I was thinking about making the garage into a clinic, mm-hmm. and then living in the house.
Okay.
But I mean, if there's some problem with that, I might be able to do it in the house and vice versa. You know, try to work something out like that.
Okay, but your plans were to take the 40 by 40 garage to make that your veterinarian or your hospital?
Yes.
Do you own the property?
Sorry?
You own the property?
Yes.
And I would assume that you're going to be dealing with small animals?
Yes.
What will be the purpose of the other buildings, the other outbuildings?
Right now, there really isn't. They're used like storage sheds pretty much, so I probably would have to change that, maybe take them down or, you know.
I didn't know if you were going to use that as part of your hospital or not.
Right, like a kennel or something now.
Right.
Storage.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I could do that, too.
It just happens to be there.
Yeah.
How large a parcel is this?
It's 3.76.
Doesn't this have to be 5 acres?
Yeah, that's why they're here.
That's a bit of a reason they're here.
Well, but you need a special use exception for a hospital on a farm of 5 acres or more.
Right, right.
You need the special use exception just to have the animal hospital.
They need a variance for
less than 5 acres.
A variance for the 184. How was it advertised?
Request a special use exception.
For a veterinary hospital. Okay.
And were both variances?
It was a special use exception for the hospital and a variance from the setback requirements.
So they also need a variance from the acreage.
Acreage also.
Well, the setback requirements.
Huh?
Setback requirements covers both of them.
I wouldn't think.
No, it doesn't cover both of them. I'm sorry. No.
Not sure.
Setback is strictly the 200-foot.
200-foot.
Right. They needed a special exception just to have the animal hospital in this zone.
And
with at least 5 acres, then when they drop under 5 acres,
they need
a variance from that.
5 acres.
And then also a variance from
the 200 setback.
Foot.
Right. Right, the 200 foot setback.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we allow the applicant to reapply with no additional charge.
Okay.
Probably ought to hear the whole application first. And
okay.
There may be people here in opposition, like the
Okay. We'll do that with then. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board?
Let me just ask, did the applicant understand what we're talking about, that there's one more requirement that seems to have been overlooked in all this, and that's the lot size itself.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Were they done with their presentation?
Yeah, you were.
Yes, unless you have any other questions.
Was there any other questions from the members of the board?
I have one. When did you want to start your practice there?
Well, right now I have another job, so I was thinking, like, probably within a year or two.
So earlier than that, because she has to pay.
Right. Yeah, I just bought this place, so,
yeah, so
that was my, right, so I do, Kali. The sooner the better.
Sooner the better, you can get it going.
But I'm thinking by the time it gets built and everything, probably a year or maybe more.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone in favor of the application? Well, if you have some questions, sir, you need to come up and be sworn in.
Right here.
If you would, please.
Thanks.
State your full name and address, please.
Michael Corsi, and address is 5 Madrone, Hampton, Virginia, 23666.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you can get right there.
Ma'am, you could sit down.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and there you go. Sir, you can take the microphone. I think that'd be fine, ma'am. Okay.
I'm a neighbor. Neighboring property, and not opposed to the veterinary. We already signed a release saying that, you know, we agree. We don't object at all to the veterinarian hospital, if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
My only question is the size of the property. The size of the property, I believe the original deed said 3.4 acres. And I just wondered where the 3.76 was coming from.
Yeah, according to the county tax map, it's 3.46. But there's also two other parcels adjacent that could be, I don't know if were added or not. You understand what they're asking for in the requirements of the county?
I don't quite understand the setbacks. I don't.
First off, they have to have a veterinarian hospital, you have to have 5 acres.
Understand that.
Okay, and you have to have a special use exception granted by this board.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have 5 acres, so what we may end up doing is allowing them to reapply for a variance to that, okay, which would allow them less than 5 acres for the veterinarian hospital. And the 200 feet is that they're asking for a variance to have this animal hospital within 200 feet of a dwelling.
Okay.
Okay. And which the variance they're asking for is 184.
28 feet.
Almost 185 feet.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, so I didn't understand that.
Right.
If what they want to do is to operate the animal hospital, as I understand it, in what's presently a garage, which sits, well, not nowhere near 200 feet from the property line, so that's the
right, and it's very close.
Is
very
that where you live,
very
on that
close
side?
Yes, to the property line.
Yes, but where's your dwelling's not that
close to we're
okay.
All the way across the field.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the confusion probably is there's been two parcels cut out of this. It was probably 3.74 or whatever it was prior to those two small lots being cut out of it. Now it's 3.46.
Okay.
Until it got cut down to there.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
So you live to the west in the house with a red roof?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's my father, and
okay. You have an interest there.
Representing all of the children involved.
Okay.
So do you have any objection to this application?
No.
No objections to it?
No objection.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, again, was there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I have one more question.
Okay.
Good.
Ma'am, you can come back up front, please.
Pappas.
Ms. Pappas.
I believe you said something about once it's built. Are you just talking about renovating the garage? You're not talking
right.
about building another structure?
No, right? No, that's what I meant, yeah.
Okay,
what I mean.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understood. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. Is there certain, I have another question.
Sorry.
Is there a certain type of animals or any animals or?
Probably primarily dogs and cats, but
all
I
animals.
Mean, yeah.
House pets.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the public hearing open for the purpose of the applicant applying for the additional variance and no fee be charged to the applicant for that.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we leave case number 9,893 open for the purpose of allowing the applicant to file for the necessary variance to complete this application, and no fee will be charged for that. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
Do you need any more paperwork from us?
You could check, with the office, and they'll be able to help you in the morning.
They'll have another application for you to fill out.
Okay.